County Lines is WYSO's series about small towns and rural communities of the Miami Valley. This year, we're bringing you the voices of women living and working in the rural parts of Southwest Ohio. Before the coronavirus pandemic, producer Renee Wild met with faculty and students at Wilmington College in Clinton County and heard their ideas about rural life and the prospects for a career in agriculture. Here's Renee with the fourth story in our series.
Corey Cockrell teaches agricultural communications at Wilmington College, but she didn't live in a rural area until about 10 years ago. Corey grew up in the city of Mount Vernon, but when she went away to college, she met and fell in love with a farmer. Corey now lives on a farm and is raising two young children in his remote hometown of just over 1,000 residents. Senior Aaron Copeland interviews her professor, Corey Cockrell, about that journey from the suburbs to rural life.
Hello, this is Aaron Copeland. I am a senior at Wilmington College studying agricultural communication with a minor in sustainability. And today I am interviewing
Corey Cockrell. I am an associate professor of communication arts and agriculture at Wilmington College.
So just before our interview, you reminded me that you have not always had a rural upbringing. You're originally from the suburbs. Can you tell us a little bit about what your journey to rural life was like?
I grew up in Mount Vernon, Ohio, which is north of Columbus. Growing up, I definitely had a suburban experience. I lived in a community that was relatively large. It was a city, and we lived in town. You know, we just had a small backyard and a dog. So I remember when I was about 9 years old, and I wrote down on a piece of paper that ended up in like a time capsule. I wanted to be a dairy farmer in Wisconsin and to be a vegetarian. I mean, I stayed a vegetarian, ironically, until I met my now farmer husband. And he was from a rural community in Southwest Ohio, and ultimately we moved there. So I remember being nervous when I knew that we were going to be moving to Leesburg. I drove the town, the village, it's a village. And so I just remember thinking, how are we going to get what we need here? I was also nervous about sending my children to school. At the time, we had a 5-year-old who was about to enter kindergarten. You know, what is a small school like? What does that mean? In the end, I'm just thrilled to be a resident of Leesburg, Ohio. I say it very proudly. You know, having kids in a small school is just the best experience because the teachers get to know them. They get to know each other. It takes a village to raise a child, as you know, and we truly have that. We don't just have that in the village, but also in the schools and anywhere else they roam. And it's an incredibly powerful experience to be part of a giant family that would do anything for you or your kids. That feels more reassuring than anything else.
So you talk a lot about how people come together and they use their voices to make a change when a change is necessary. How have you personally used your voice and your influence in this new rural community that you call home to make a difference on the lives of others, especially the youth?
So coming into a rural community, I was definitely an introvert, forced to be an extrovert. I didn't engage as much. But when you move to a rural community, you have to engage. And so, yeah, you kind of look around and you say, well, here's what I'm capable of. Here's my skill set. This village needs me. So what can I do for it? You have to ask that. And apart from offering some home roasted coffee, I could also offer grant writing skills. So recently I've been working on a sidewalk grant for the local school to try and get a safe pathway to and from school.
Do you think that your children are getting some things like a benefit that you didn't have when you were growing up in a suburban, urban area?
I have to say the first thing I think they're getting is the opportunity to develop empathy. They are seen as a resource, an asset to the community, even as young people. I love that. And they're forced to have interactions because you can't walk somewhere without somebody talking to you in a rural community. And in making conversations, you build empathy for people. You learn how to listen to other people and listen to their stories. The challenges I think we face are like the challenges of other rural communities, and that is exposure to diversity. They're limited exposure, so I do worry about that. Also, you know, rural communities are dealing right now with a lot of addiction, a lot of depression, high suicide rates among farmers, and we're raising our kids in this hostile, high-risk situation. So we're working really hard to protect them. I guess that's a pitfall, but man, all the benefits outweigh those time and time again.
That was Wilmington Agricultural Communications Senior Erin Copeland interviewing her professor, Corey Cockrell. I'm Renee Wild, the producer of County Lines, WYSO series that takes listeners into the small towns and rural communities of the Miami Valley. This story was produced in conjunction with the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.